Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, hold on to your hats, folks, because we're not talking souffles. We're diving headfirst into the sizzling world of AI. DeepSeek R1 is here, and it's shaking things up.
Wait, DeepSeek R1? Fill me in. Is this some kind of new kitchen gadget I haven't heard of?
Ha, not quite. Although it might just revolutionize how we cook up some code. Think OpenAI's GPT-3, but open source, MIT licensed, weights and all. Can you believe it?
No way. Open source, so like free to use, what's the catch?
The catch is, there isn't one. It's a fraction of the price of GPT-3, and they even have a hosted version at chat.deepseek.com. I'm geeking out a bit. It's like the 4-minute mile of AI. Now that it's been done, we're going to see a deluge of open source reasoning models.
Whoa. Okay, so how does it actually stack up against the big players, like performance-wise?
Buckle up, Buttercup. Benchmarks show it's neck and neck with GPT-3, even beating it in some areas. It's giving even GPT-4 a run for its money, which is insane. Plus, they've already released distilled versions, even smaller models based on Llama. The efficiency here is mind-blowing.
Hold on. Distilled versions, like concentrated AI power?
Exactly. Smaller. More efficient models, perfect for different applications. They're performing incredibly well against the competition too. Like, take the Llama 70B version. It's crushing it on benchmarks. And did I mention the MIT license? Free to use, commercially viable, the whole nine yards.
Okay, I'm starting to get a little excited here. But, does it actually think, you know, like reason?
Oh, it thinks all right. I put it through its paces. I gave it the classic how many R's in strawberry riddle, and well, its internal monologue is hilariously human. Like, wait, there are only 10 letters. It's a little quirky, sure, maybe some little logical hiccups, but it gets to the right answer. The thinking process is just wild to see.
So it thinks but like a human, with doubts and second guessing.
Precisely. It even does the marble in a cup puzzle perfectly. It breaks down every possibility, like, wait, let me visualize this. It's gold, pure gold. And another thing, it passed the 10 sentences that end in Apple test with flying colors, something a lot of models still stumble on.
Impressive. But what about search? Can it access the internet?
Ah, good question. Not yet. Similar to GPT-3, web search isn't integrated. But honestly, with the way it reasons, it might not even need it for a lot of tasks.
Okay, color me intrigued. So open source, affordable, and it thinks. This DeepSeek R1 is a game changer.
You got it. And the team at DeepSeek is sharing all the details in their paper. They even revealed the prompt template. They used reinforcement learning, kind of like AlphaGo, to train it. No hand-holding, just pure learning by doing. It's a beautiful thing.
That's incredible. This could really open doors for so many developers.
Absolutely. It's a huge win for the AI community. I highly recommend checking it out. All the links are in the description. And until next time, this is Nutty, signing off. Keep cooking up amazing things, everyone.
Bye-bye.